Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is releasing more opinions today and tomorrow. So far this morning, no opinion on Roe versus Wade. U.S. companies in May added the fewest jobs since the pandemic recovery began. Business payrolls increased by 128,000 last month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
Progress toward expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the committee, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its 3-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity. A name change is taking place in Illinois.
If invasive carp doesn't sound appetizing, how about a plate of Kopi? The state of Illinois unveiled a market-tested rebranding campaign to make the fish appealing to consumers. 4 species imported from Asia decades ago now infest the Mississippi River and other rivers in the U.S. heartland. They also threaten the Great Lakes. Chefs and others in the food industry say the Asian carp, Kopi, is a tasty, healthy fish. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Made for TV January 6th Commission resumes Thursday. The schedule includes live testimony from Jeffrey Rosen, the former acting attorney general who replaced William Barr in the final weeks of the Trump administration. As Democrats in the House continue to stonewall the Biden family corruption investigation, a plethora of evidence is on the Biden laptop computer confiscated from a Delaware computer shop for non-payment. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, on Newsmax overnight says Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and lead the investigation.
The amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was in fact well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with. So you saw the video where Hunter said he would, his father would do anything that he asked. I think now we've seen the sales pitch that Hunter Biden would make to the Russian oligarchs, to the Ukrainian energy companies, to the Chinese Communist Party. All these shady outfits that Hunter Biden's had business dealings with when Joe Biden was vice president, we just now saw the sales pitch. And what we're determining in the House Oversight Committee, the Republicans, is did this compromise President Joe Biden? Did this compromise him in his decision-making process?
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to happen. It's going to be because of me and you. You know, as I keep reminding you, there's more of us than them. They would want us to believe differently. I mean, we're all being controlled by, 548 elected officials, basically. And we know what's happening there. It's in their interest, not our interest. It's not a government of for by we the people. In their perspective, it's a government of for by the elites. The elites have taken over. They've captured everything, and they're doing everything they can to keep the heavy hand of the government and all that is representative of said entity, just forced upon us. You know, casting aside all sense of reason and common sense, you know, freedoms, liberty, God-given freedoms that are bestowed upon us by our Creator, not by the government. But somehow they assume that they are in that power position, and they will stay there, ladies and gentlemen, if we let them. And this is not their position. I mean, you've got to appreciate what our Constitution says and what it's all about. It delineates clearly the rule of law and the authority position. The authority position is we the people. It's not them. Okay, and that's the last thing they want us to realize. And this is why the Constitution is being ignored and why they continue to dumb down the American people and keep the Constitution away from them. But it's up to us to be informed voters, to be intellectual participants for the sake of the next generation. We've got Stephen Black joining us. We're going to be talking about Pride Month and speaking of freedom. I mean, real freedom here as it in regard to, you know, the things that have been thrust upon our culture, and especially what we're forced to, you know, look at and purposely, you know, turn away from. And hopefully that is the case, because Pride Month clearly is ignoring the destructive nature of homosexuality and sexual brokenness. And one who knows for sure is an ex-gay. He's now director of First Stone Ministries. And he talks about 30 days of freedom from same-sex bondage and these stories that ex-gays are courageously sharing that I'm sure is causing their canceling amongst, the gay culture. Stephen Black joins us now. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's been a while since you and I have talked, and I've been looking forward to it. And, of course, the timing is perfect with this being Pride Month. And this is really causing, added confusion. I mean, here we are, you know, dealing with pronouns, this gender delusion that's out there. And, you know, I think there's one university up in California that offers something like 70 gender choices. Forget about what God had to say. You know, the Creator of us all, who made it clear that he made us man and woman, made in his image. which is awesome when you think about that. So, you know, and that's how this needs to be held, doesn't it, Stephen? In love and realization that, you know, we're not mere mortals, that we're all created in God's image, regardless of where we are in this journey of life.
Absolutely. I had a radical transformative experience almost 40 years ago where I came out of homosexuality. I would have been considered by anybody looking in on the way that I was living as a homosexual sex addict. So the Lord really set me free. 3 years after that, I had the opportunity to engage in a beautiful covenant with a woman, and I'm married now. I've been 36 years of marriage and three adult children and three grandchildren. And so I've been in this realm of pastoral care, ministry, speaking, teaching, really studying the causality and the brokenness for, you know, three decades now. And so I do actually understand some of this. So people might say, well, you're being hateful or unkind or unloving. And actually, it is really unloving to tap into the delusion and the lies of our day when the science is concretely on our side. An XY male and an XX female can never become the opposite. We are hardwired, concrete, male and female. This gender, what they call fluidity, and this non-binary delusion is really a destruction of the family, and really harming these people. So it's very unloving. And I like the testimony of what the Lord says, you know, that the testimonies of the Lord make wise the simple. And the fact is 1 Corinthians 13 says that love is not proud. And so we've got all this pride, and when people really start doing the investigation of what this thing means, pride, and the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, communicating that they want to have the biggest and best pride celebration in the United States history, is the grandest, most perverse things going down our streets, like the LA Pride Parade, the San Francisco Pride Parades, Houston's, New York. I mean, these pride parades are nothing but really X-rated adult entertainment and perversion, and yet they have children in all of these places. So there is a really strong indoctrination that's taking place of assault on children and women that we have never seen. And I think it is most so loving to actually help people to come out of all of this delusion.
Stephen, being an ex-gay, you know, obviously, from whence you speak, and as you speak so boldly about your experience of going from, you know, if we might put it in spiritual terms, from dark to light, you know, some would say, well, you know, Stephen's been indoctrinated, which is just the opposite argument of what they say about themselves, right?
That's right. I mean, I've come into some real clarity. I had a really radical transformative experience with Jesus Christ. I know that God is real. I know that the Bible is true. And these things happened to me at a very personal and intimate level. I actually heard the Lord speak to me on the very night I got saved. He warned me in 1983 that if I didn't follow him fully, I was going to die. 3 years later, when I did marry my wife, more than half the people I knew in the gay community were dead from HIV-related illnesses. Back then, they called it GRID, gay-related immune. They called it the gay disease. And so the Lord spared my life, and he spared my life to lovingly tell people that there is a better way, that he really has something so much better for them, and to live a life of peace.
In the gay experience, we've only got about half a minute left, so we'll probably have to pick this up clearly on the other side of the break. But Stephen, as you were going, you know, and living the gay lifestyle, did you sense any conflict, you know, during the period of time that you were living as a gay man?
I did a little bit. as a, you know, being raised in a parochial school with a Catholic background, but I really was deceived and I was delusioned in that delusion, and I really embraced the lie that I was born gay, and so there was a lot of it that was just dark and you know, kind of happy times and sin.
We got to go to break. We'll be back
to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, having a frank conversation, a very transparent conversation about homosexuality with Stephen Black. Stephen was a, he's now an ex-gay and now married 30-plus years, has a family. You know, God, by his own testimony, God delivered him. And it's an incredible story. Stephen, who told you you were gay?
Well, in the beginning, I was bullied and beaten and yelled at and screamed at and called sissy, queer, faggot. And so then that was even prepubescent. And so by the time I went into puberty, I started having the feelings, and I had been, unfortunately, severely sexually molested prepubescent. And so all of that sewing into my life cultivated into a mindset. And that was in the 70s. So, you know, how much more so is that happening to children today, where they're right. being, you know, bullied and beaten and told they're gay?
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that in your studies, many many men, that was the journey where they were violated prepubescent, and then you get a manifestation of gayness, I guess you could say, and here they struggle. And there is this cloak of shame, no matter how you want to place it, that is imposed on the victim, and they're carrying this with them, right?
Oh, it's so true. It's well said. It's so deep. You know, First Stone Ministries was one of the only ministries in the nation that conducted a survey in 2013. We concluded that, and more than 60% of the men of 25 years of client folders we had in tech were one of the only ministries that had the records. And so we were able to conclusively, through the survey, find that those who had given at least 1 year of their life, and many of them more than that, in pastoral care and support group, had admittedly revealed that they had been sexually molested as children. A much higher percentage in female homosexuality. It's like 80% of the ladies, the little girls. I mean, we're talking little girls. And and so these people came out on the other side, and once they got the help, 72% of them found lasting freedom and surrendered their life to Christ. And we've lived, we're talking several hundred of people. We had over 1,200 client folders intact. So, you know, lots of people have been set free and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, Bill, this thing with sexual molestation, it can be like post-traumatic stress where people, it takes years for them to get over it. And so that's why we have so many people that fall back, like the Exodus situation and others that continue to embrace a gay identity.
Yeah. Well, there's something, and we've been talking about this here again recently, Stephen, you know, just being led by the Holy Spirit. I believe the Spirit's bringing this out, is that there's the sexual violations. Sexual sin is so deep and personal, and I believe that we underestimate that. And this is why I believe this movement, you know, all under the guise of this Pride Month and everything else that has to do with normalizing homosexuality, is man's way of trying to solve that shame problem. But this is a deep spiritual problem that can only be solved by God himself, is it not?
That's right, and really being able to deal with that shame. And instead, what is happening is we're these adults are actually leading children into this bizarre activity like drag queen story hour and gay pride parades and the normalization of homosexual behavior in the NEA, the National Education Association, and telling them to embrace it. So it really is suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And it is the very thing, is like suppressing and causing the mind of these children to not deal with the shame, to normalize the behavior, and then to even have adults that groom them into this behavior. And of course, according to scripture, that causes the soul to become darkened to such a place that if somebody doesn't want the truth or love the truth, that God will allow them to be turned over to a depraved and darkened soul.
It really is a desperate ploy, isn't it, Stephen? I mean, again, all man-made, man-justified, all part of this Babylonian experience that we're living in right now, that the things of this world matter more than the eternal, that, you know, that God wants you to live in peace and liberty. I mean, that's why Jesus came, is that we would truly be, we would be free. But, but we have that choice. We're free will agents. God is not going to come in and make a decision for you, is he?
He's not, but he sure is trying to reveal through just even creation itself that he loves us. And, of course, we need to be bold enough in the love of God to actually continue to tell people. You know, it's one thing, you know, like St. Augustine said, you know, preach the gospel all day long, and if necessary, use words. But Paul reminded us in Romans 10, how will they hear unless a preacher is sent? And we have got to continue to tell the truth. That's why I'm on the radio with you right now. Not because I want to glory in sin or my past, but I want people to have hope that Jesus Christ is a Savior, and he will deliver you if you will surrender to his lordship. And that's what I've experienced in hundreds of other people. And so we gotta lovingly continue to tell the people and be salt and light in this perverse generation that we are. We've never seen such perversion on the streets of America as we have in the last few weeks.
Yeah, it is amazing. Stephen, is it for you, you know, somewhat like a sense like St. Paul had, that is like, if God could save him, you know, everything else pales in significance, right? I mean, do you sometimes feel that way? It's like, you know, wow, if God could save me, he could save anybody, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I really was. I mean, I don't glory in the sin, but I was so broken. I was like the sinner in Simon's house, weeping at the feet of Jesus. I came into a real revelation of how depraved I had been as a young man. Thank God it didn't last for decades. But, you know, when Jesus got a hold of me, and this is what I look for, when there's real transformation, there's always going to be contrition and sincere repentance. When there's not contrition and sincere repentance, you have to question whether or not these people are really following Jesus. And I think the evangelical church in America is filled with people that have not been truly contrite and broken over their sin to see the beauty and having the passion of Christ, the cross of Christ, take their breath away.
And the other thing that comes to mind here, Stephen, is the renewing of your mind as you continue to choose those righteous, you know, choices that come your way. Just as your mind was programmed for evil, God, in his mysterious, miraculous way, offers us an opportunity to rewire our own thinking and our own minds. I mean, this actually does happen, doesn't it?
It really does. And I have personally experienced it. But, Bill, I have actually seen it with hundreds of other men, that the Word of God, and matter of fact, one of my life verses is Psalms 107, verse 20. It says, and he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction, because on the very night I got saved, he gave me his law, which was Leviticus 18:22. It crushed me. It made me realize that my parents' priest had been lying to me all those years, telling me it was okay to be gay and Christian or gay and Catholic. And, you know, the reality was is that he wanted to save me out of it. And then the Word of God being involved in a church that actually taught me James 1:21, that said that I needed to engraft the Scripture into my soul for the saving, the delivering of my mind. And that's what Romans 12 tells us, too, that we have to really not be conform to this world, but transform by the renewing of our mind.
Stephen Black, you're awesome. Thank you so much. God bless. I appreciate
you
being so honest and open with us.
Some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity.
We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court is releasing more opinions today and tomorrow. So far this morning, no opinion on Roe versus Wade. U.S. companies in May added the fewest jobs since the pandemic recovery began. Business payrolls increased by 128,000 last month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
Progress toward expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our next guest, who just called in just a moment ago, and we got disconnected, and I think he's calling us from, from prison. Okay, his name is Jake Lane. He's one of the January 6th prisoners being held unconstitutionally. He's been held for over a year. And we wanted to have this opportunity to hear his story, the true story, the story as well of other political prisoners. He's also going to talk about a new documentary that's titled The Truth About January the 6th. I mean, what we're seeing, and of course, I get it. Probably most of us, the majority of Americans, are seeing what's going on, from Capitol Hill in this hearing that is being presented to us by Congress. And we get it, that it's a bunch of propaganda, that we're not getting the whole truth. There's no, there's nobody questioning. There's no opposing viewpoint. It is coming in with a fixed objective and agenda and a narrative that they want us to believe. Now, Jake has reconnected with us. Hey, Jake, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jake, now, just so that I understand, our audience understands, are you calling us from jail right now?
Yeah, I'm in 22-hour solitary confinement, 520 days. Political prisoner status is still here, brother.
Unbelievable. Okay, so how are you able to do this, that you could call us and be able to go on the radio and tell your story?
God blesses me with a great team of people who helped me do the documentary, my father, January Sixers, Christians that have just come together and put together this whole entire thing. And right now my assistants connected us right to your call.
Unbelievable. Well, we really so respect you and appreciate your time here, Jake, to come on the show and to give people reality. We have been talking about the J6 political prisoners from day one, the lack of due process and everything. But, you know, tell us your story, you know, directly from you, that people can hear from a J6 prisoner what is going on.
I believe that there is a set agenda to absolutely cut down and disenfranchise the conservative voice in this country. Anybody that believes in our founding fathers' principles, the Constitution, the Judeo-Christian values that we find in the Bible, and I am just the spearhead of that. They are using me as a symbol to the American people and all the other Gen Sixers. This is what happens when you stand up against tyranny. This is what happens when you try to defend your Constitution from an illegal coup. I mean, they stole an election from a good president, a constitutionally minded president, President Trump, and they put a socialist tyrant in office. And I'm a casualty of war, and I'm a political prisoner.
Jake, explain to us what you were doing on January the 6th and how you got caught in this net.
So I went down there originally to, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm 27 years old, I own a tech company, a freedom of speech platform called libertycentric.com. I was down there networking with other conservatives and, you know, free speech minded people, and there to support our president, who is a good man. And I was there protesting peacefully, didn't bring any weapons. I was dressed in a dress shirt and slacks, and you know, he told us to go down to the Capitol and peacefully protest, and we were down there making sure that our elected politicians did the right thing and resent the vote back to the states so they could make sure all the discrepancies were cleared up. And we were there protesting, and all of a sudden flash grenades start getting thrown into the crowd, and tear gas grenades and pepper spray balls out of a paintball gun hitting people in the face. And the crowd started panicking and surging, and the police officers whipped out their batons, and they were on a death march, slamming people, elderly people, women on the top of the head, targeting those people especially to really incite and rile up a crowd full of, I mean, red-blooded American patriots who are drawing a line in the sand saying enough is enough. You can, you know, do all these other things to our country, but you can't steal an election and throw, a senile socialist in office without us standing and protesting and using our God-given rights. And it just turned into a bloodbath, the Capitol. And you can see all this. Don't take my word for it. Go to j6truth.org right now and watch the documentary. It's 40 minutes long. Never before seen footage of the Capitol. It'll blow your mind. And we were absolutely assaulted, ambushed, and even murdered, some of us, on the steps of our own Capitol building, peacefully protesting. And it's a travesty. And the people that died.
You're saying, Jake, that people were murdered there on the Capitol steps. We know of Ashley Babbitt. But we're not hearing of anybody else being murdered there outside of the Capitol building.
I can tell you, Bill, from my firsthand account, Roseanne Boylan, 34-year-old woman from Georgia, was murdered in my arms. Mm-hmm. The Capitol police pepper sprayed this woman, tear gassed her, beat her with batons, and created a reverse stampede where she was trampled in. She died of blood trauma and just of a lack of, you know, asphyxiation, lack of getting air in my arms. I was trying, so she got stuck at the bottom of this dog pile at about 4:20 in the afternoon that day. Grotesque way to die. She was begging for her life, screaming. People could hear her, and then she would fell silent. Too many people piled up on top of her. The Capitol police officers, this is all in the video on j6truth.org. They're prodding people over. Mm-hmm. They're banging people over the head with these batons, these steel batons, pushing people 2, 3, 4 layers deep with like a sea of legs, people swimming through each other. And the people stuck at the bottom of this dog pile were being killed. They're being murdered. And the Capitol police are complicit in it. They watched it. They created the situation. And they stood there as people died. And you see in my video people waving their arms, screaming, stop, stop, please stop, to the Capitol police, all unarmed people. There are people dying at the bottom of these dog piles. I mean, they threw people down a reverse stampede down a set of steps and piled them 3, 4 deep. Of course people are going to be at risk of losing their life and even dying. And so this poor woman, she gave her life for her country. She's an American hero. And we should you know, memorialize these four. There was also two other patriots that lost their life that day, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. And they were you know, there's reports of them getting hit with tear gas canisters and flash grenades landing at their feet and them having possible heart attacks from all of the trauma and from the assault that they received at the hands of the Capitol Police. And that's like the Boston Massacre. Four dead American unarmed patriots at our own Capitol.
Unbelievable. When you say the Capitol Police orchestrated this, I want people to understand, you know, what you were saying to us and how they orchestrated this, as opposed to defending the perimeter there. It seems that based on what they did was they added to the problem. They didn't do anything to really calm things down, if I'm hearing you correctly. But go ahead and explain. We got about a minute and a half this side of this segment here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Nancy Pelosi and the cabal of socialists up there, they purposely gave orders to the Capitol Police to be as violent as they could be, to be rough with the Trump supporters, with the out-of-towners, and try to incite them up and rile them up into a frenzy by singling out, you know, little groups of people. You'll see this in the documentary, little groups of people that are standing in prayer circles or just standing, like, you know, kind of off to the side praying or protesting, and all of a sudden the flash grenade or tear gas canister lands right in the midst of them. I mean, that's inciting a riot. You can't do that to peaceful protesters. That's not right, and that's not how, you know, America's supposed to operate. We have a constitutional right to protest and to air our redress our grievances out of a fraudulent election. That's what we're there for.
Exactly. So, Jake Lang, this was done repeatedly, not just in one prayer group. This was a concerted effort and a plan that was executed by the Capitol Police, is what you're telling me, correct?
Most assuredly. I mean, you see that in the documentary. It's blatantly obvious.
Well, check it out. The documentary, J6Truth.org, is where you want to go. We've got more from Jake Lang on the other side of the break. He is one of the J6 prisoners being held unconstitutionally. Stay with us. We've got...
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, no, no, and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it.
You know, this lyric is especially fitting for Jake Lang, who is with us right now, one of the J6 prisoners. And my prayer for you, Jake, and I know that you're holding on to Jesus' garment every step of the way. I mean, you've been in solitary confinement for over a year and a half there as a January 6th prisoner, a political prisoner. And here you are guilty of believing in our U.S. Constitution, the ideas that were presented and have been adhered to, that millions of Americans have defended. We've gone to war for these liberties, and you're guilty of believing in them. And, of course, as you and I were talking about, there was another J6 prisoner here recently who committed suicide, that they finally broke him. They broke him, and he just gave up. And my prayer for you and for the other J6 prisoners is that you would hang in there, that God has a purpose in all this, that you just haven't seen it yet. But the thing is that not only will you see it, but those that have done this to you will see it. And the payment that will be required and the judgment that will be on them for doing this to you, heaven help them, Jake Lang. Heaven help them. Huh.
Exactly right. I mean, there is no making it through a storm like this without asking Christ to come and be with you and to dance with you in this fire, because there's a certain spirit that it requires. When you're long suffering for righteousness' sake, you have to give thanksgiving to God throughout the entire process, because he's using you as his vessel to expose darkness and wickedness on a massive scale. I mean, without January 6th and the way that we've seen our own government turn against constitutionally minded, God-fearing, red-blooded American citizens, the American citizens would be left in dark and ignorant. Be like, oh, no, you know, that administration's not half bad. No, we can physically see the proof of what they're willing to do to anybody who opposes their socialist and, you know, tyrannical way of thought. They're willing to remove you from your community, stick you in a hellhole, feed you garbage food, give you no access to your attorney, no access to any religious services, 22 hours a day staring at whitewashed walls. I mean, this is the fate that they are praying for to lesser, yeah, darker forces for all of the American people. They want this to anybody who dares to stand up to their de facto power. This is what they want for anybody that dares to stand up against tyranny.
It's kind of amazing to hear you describe this, because I immediately went to Gitmo, and the Muslims were allowed to pray. They were given all sorts of accommodation, as you recall. But here you are, an American citizen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said ice cream sundaes, I heard they had.
Yeah. So, but here you are in solitary confinement. Jake, why you, and now there's, you say 50, roughly 50 of you remaining there, you're all in solitary confinement?
Different. They have some of the more outspoken and like bigger players. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, he's here with me in Virginia. He's in another unit. Mm-hmm. Joe Biggs, the founder of the Proud Boys. They've separated us from the main bulk of the Jan Sixers that are in D.C. Gitmo. We call it D.C. Gitmo. Mm-hmm. There's probably about 35 of them there, and there's like 15 of us separated in solitary confinement across the country. And I mean, even in D.C. Gitmo, I was in D.C. Gitmo from January or February of last year to February of this year, and about 6 months of the 12 months I was there, I was separated from the rest of the Jan Sixers, put in the basement of the jail, in the hole, I mean, in absolutely abhorrent, disgusting conditions that you wouldn't believe. No place to sit, no place to write. You have to eat your meals off the floor. Light stays on 24/7 in your cell, sleep deprivation, no visitation from my family. I got my first visitation, praise God, from my father right on Father's Day weekend this past weekend. For the first time in 18 months, I was able
first
to see
time?
My family. Yes, I feel like I was in like Rwanda or somewhere. An old elder political prisoner. I couldn't see my family.
You're in America and enduring this type of treatment. Jake, why did they pick you and the others? I mean, what is it that, you know, that you're so profiled that they've set you aside? Did you go and, you know, try to blow up Nancy Pelosi's desk? I mean, what was it?
No, I believe that they're scared of people who can unite people, who can bring people together underneath an umbrella of truth. Mm-hmm. And that's why they've separated, you know, people that have organizations, patriotic organizations, militia groups. Mm-hmm. I mean, our Second Amendment right is not for hunting. It's, you know, barely for self-defense. It's really in case there is a tyrannical regime that usurps power
exactly.
in this country, that the American people can stand strong. And so they're really going after people who are affiliated with militia groups and leading militia groups, because that's what they're scared of. They're afraid of the American people asserting their right to free and fair government.
So are you associated with a militia group?
After January 6th, after I was nearly murdered myself on the steps of the Capitol, I did put together a group of men that wanted to stand for our Constitution and protect this country. And I was arrested 10 days after January 6th, and they're calling me a domestic terrorist and all this nonsense. But I'm well within my rights.
Well, they probably exactly. And they probably saw, because of you being clearly you were an influencer, with your networking and that, then they probably saw the following that you had, the numbers of people. And this probably set off some alarms and warning flags for them. I mean, in a sense, they kind of red flagged you, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, and even worse than red flag, they've real life canceled me. I mean, they've done everything they can to take away my voice by sticking me in solitary confinement, deleting all my social media accounts, canceling, everything. I mean, they've taken away passports, put me on no-fly lists, dragged my name through the media, called me, you know, all of these horrible, disgusting names. But as the American people can see for themselves on the documentary on j6truth.org, they couldn't be further from the truth. We were there that day. It was like a patriotic event of pure love. I mean, the Holy Spirit was really on the crowd that day. We all stood together for righteousness' sake, and some of us fell that day and died in defense of our Constitution and defense of our country. And those people They're American heroes, and they're not domestic terrorists. They're patriots. Yeah. And the founding fathers would have been there shoulder to shoulder with all of us that day, standing against tyranny.
Well, we know there's thousands of hours yet to be seen that were taken that day, video, and that is not going to be shown. It looks like the J6 committee is not interested in revealing the whole truth and nothing. But, Jake, in your observation, did you observe any other outsiders of patriots, outsiders of, you know, Donald Trump supporters and the MAGA movement? You know, because it has been reported, like, you know, the gentleman Ray Epps, who has not been arrested whatsoever, but you see him on the Capitol steps trying to, get the crowd revved up, and even the crowd realizes and they start yelling, Fed, Fed, and calling him out. But clearly he was trying to, start something. In your observation, did you notice anything else that was quite obvious where there was interference from either feds, FBI types, Antifa types, or Black Lives Matter?
You know, Bill, it's a good question. Approaching my trial here in January 2023, I'll be a political prisoner for 2 years. I have a different outlook.
You don't have a trial? Your trial is not till January 23?
Yeah, 2 years of rotting in Biden's political prisons before I get a shot at an unbiased jury, which also...
Any kind of due process.
Due process violation. So for me, because I'm facing, you know, they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the allegations that the government's alleging against me, I also look that same way against these allegations of kind of like Antifa people or federal agents in the crowd. I'm not going to take it off the table that that's a possibility, but until I see actual proof, text messages, you know, some kind of coordinating or, you know, people coming forward, whistleblowers to prove this stuff, I'm not going to say that I do, because in my personal opinion, Bill, I believe it was a group of pissed off patriots doing what needed to be done to defend our country. And that's the spirit that I felt that day in the air. And that's all the proof I have, because that's all I saw. And until somebody proves me otherwise, then I'm going to stick to my opinion.
Well, Jake, committee on Capitol Hill, this Democratic-led committee, would want us to believe that it was Donald Trump. It was all him revving people up. But what I'm hearing you say is that there was an organic response to the incredulous election of 2020. Is that what you're telling me?
That's one of the best ways I've ever heard it put. I think that Donald Trump even probably tried to douse some of the flames that were erupting in people's hearts. I mean, there's a certain point where, you know, people understand the future of the American endeavor here when you have people like Joe Biden leading us. I mean, you're leading us off a cliffside. And the hearts of the American people were set on fire that day. And Donald Trump told us to go down to the Capitol, peacefully protest, and stuff. And so he was even trying to maybe even quell. I have a completely different view. He's probably trying to quell some of the flames that were started there that day. And it was an organic response. And, you know, we were there to peacefully protest. Nobody, I mean, I would say about 80 to 90% of that crowd is gun owners. And nobody brought guns that day. Nobody was planning some kind of revolution.
But exactly.
When the Capitol Police started attacking us.
Jake Lang, we got to leave it there. God bless you, brother.
We want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS